So, that's what a human settlement looks like from within the borders. I am not impressed with it. The same goes for your home. Hauling all these precious coin and objects of yours from it makes no sense to me. Do you not own a cart like the rest of them? Your home seems too expensive to not own some form of transportation. Why not stay at your home, too? Humans consider themselves to be smart. Is this a joke amongst your species? This is a joke that would make even an elf laugh, if they had any sense of humor. Are you just using me as some form of cheap and cruel labor? That's what you rich ones do, right? Use those lower on the caste system? Do you think all I do is complain? It would be wise to accept my complaints. I could do far worse things to you than chew your ear off, figuratively. I could do it literally! Now tell me why you have me hauling these heavy bags instead of some domesticated animal doing your dirty work. You've never bought one. So, you just hoard all these coins for yourself? Or do you simply buy things that you don't need? What do you even need with this golden cup? What purpose does it serve? It has a name engraved on it. Human. What is your name? Yes, I'm asking you now. What is it? Why do I care? Something is telling me that you are not telling me the entire truth. What is your name? I haven't told you my name. Calithia. My name is Calithia, you heathen. Now, you can't dodge my question. Go on, or I'm going to slam your body into that tree over there with my tail. Your authorities will never find you. Good. Now, what does that name say? Alaric? I would not know, for I cannot read your strange language. Thank you for admitting to me that this cup does not belong to you. Don't try to alter what has already came to light. Admit to me the whole truth. Ah, there's that honesty I hear humans always talking about. Now it makes more sense. You didn't lose your keys during our imprisonment. You had me break into that home. I thought your instructions were suspicious. Shame on me for not following my instincts. But I knew I'd be able to handle you if you caused me any degree of trouble. Why did I go along with it instead of asking more questions? I don't like talking to you much. I thought that was obvious. I didn't even attempt to exchange names with you until now. Regardless, you told me that we were going back to your house to collect some things. I shouldn't be shocked that you are a liar. Explain to me why we broke into someone's home. Disgusting thief. Simply in your nature. You humans are nothing but thieves and scum. You steal from others. Humans steal from the land. And who in all of Mother Nature's infinite design is this ugly man printed on these coins? Is he someone of importance? He looks like a pile of... it looks like I struck a nerve in the tiny liar. King Conrad. The person we stole from is one of his minions. So, you have something against him and his loyal fools. A vendetta. I do love such drama. What did they do to you that warrants them being our targets? They did something to your family. From your tone, It seems that it's something serious. I will be honest with you, human. I do not understand the severity entirely. My people do not stay grouped up. It is rare. Once we reach a certain age, we are on our own, so I do not know what family is like. Sympathy is difficult for my species as a whole. But they belong to you. Just like you belong to me. I was very upset when those disgusting orcs interrupted my hunt for you. I would be angry at anyone that takes you away from me. This thought makes me understand, even if it's a minuscule amount. In your sick imagination, that may sound sweet and romantic, but you and I understand that this isn't the case. Keep your head out of the clouds. I'm the owner. You are my property. My delicious property. You have my curiosity once more. Tell me, is there something in this bag that is needed to carry out your revenge? Or did we just lift this Alaric's property out of spite? Both as an answer does not surprise me. An amulet? What is the purpose? One of four items needed to become powerful enough to take down your king. That seems foolish to have something of such power in an unguarded place. Interesting. Is he really all that powerful that you need jewelry to beat him? And how did you know that this minion possessed such an item in his residence? Of course. Braggart humans. If there's one thing I dislike, it's bragging. Fool had it coming. But now you will need to figure out who else has the missing pieces. Do you know what these pieces look like? An amulet necklace, two rings, and a circlet. How convenient. You seem to know a lot about this somehow. This type of knowledge I would never allow anyone to know about. Is this public knowledge, or did you steal the information just now? You will tell me more about this soon enough, I feel. You won't have a choice. But with this new knowledge that you have given me, you are a thief with a purpose. I do not condone thievery. I do not condone the existence of humans. But I do condone revenge. I condone violence with a justifiable purpose. The justified reason for me wanting to harm you is because I feast on creatures like you. But you fed me well yesterday, so you will live another day. Speaking of feasting, I will aid you with your revenge plot on one condition. If you succeed in this, let me eat the king. His face disgusts me. But it's not every day that a Lamia knows that they've eaten a royal meal. It isn't for bragging purposes, dear fool. I am curious of his taste. He may taste a certain way that others do not. I intend to find out. Would you dare get in my way of a good meal? You saw how I devoured that boar that you gave me. Human? Yes, I know your name. And I cannot be bothered to use it. What is our destination with this loot? Will you be pawning it, melting it, giving it to the less fortunate? Trade? For what? Transformation potions? All of this. For transformation potions. Tell me the whole plan. Potions, shelter, and food. Now that sounds more like it. I'm assuming the potions are for me. The last thing you scare little humans want is for the big bad Lamia to slither into your buildings.
Thank you very much for listening to part two of the Unlikely Lovers in Crime series. I really hope you liked it. I decided it would be best to give your character a little bit of a backstory that is slowly being leaked out per episode. Yes, you are a thief, but you have a justified reason as to why you are one. You're no Robin Hood, but you're carrying out revenge over a past event that I don't even know much about just yet. But you will tell me soon enough. Part 2 was voted on in a poll, and another poll will be ran as soon as this one drops on Patreon. It will probably be the same choices as last time, but I want to also work on the runner-ups. I don't want to completely abandon them just because they didn't win, because then I end up getting in that loop of, I make a series, and then I forget about it, I make a series, then I forget about it, or I make a part 1 to what is supposed to be a series, and then I forget about it. I am tired of doing that, so... I'm rambling enough already, as usual, but yeah. So, thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to make a part 3. That's going to be a lot of fun with how I ended it. Like, we're going to get human Lamia. That's going to be a treat. I have a special way of, you know, introducing a lover scenario in it too. So, yeah, the people in my Patreon, I hope you guys, you know, vote for that, because I can't wait to do that one. I'm going to work on it now, of course, but still, it's going to be fun. Yeah, so thank you. I love you. Bye-bye.